Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. Happy Talk About It Thursday. It is April here from All for HR and Business Solutions. So glad you could join me. I'm glad to be here today. I hope everyone is well. Everyone is staying safe. And staying in, of course, everyone is staying in. I also hope so. So I'm April Halliburton. I am founder and president of All for HR and Business Solutions. Welcome to our Talk About It Thursday. Thursdays are Talk About It Thursdays here at All for HR and Business Solutions. So we have Management Monday, Top Talent Tuesday, Winning Wednesday, Talk About It Thursday, and Freedom Friday. So every day we have a topic to keep you focused, keep you happy, great spirits, and those are our days of the week, okay? So I'm April Halliburton, founder and president of All for HR Business Solutions. We are out of Michigan, and we manage companies, manage and consult with small businesses, 2 to 49 employees throughout the country. We manage companies virtually, so everything is in the cloud. Been in business for over 10 years. Love, love, love what I do, and love my small business animal. So you can call in today if you have questions, and we encourage you to. 563-999-3057 is the number. If you have not had it, be sure to follow us on LinkedIn at All for HR and Business Solutions. Follow us on Instagram at All for HR, Facebook, All for HR and Business Solutions, and Twitter at All for HR. We also have Tumblr and our Google Plus, and we have YouTube videos as well. So we're hanging around, folks, so you can get in touch with us when you need us. So I hope everyone is doing well this Talk About It Thursday. I know it's been a crazy last month or so, but we are forging through it. Okay, we are forging through it. We're getting through it. I know we're squinting a little bit, but I want you to understand, trust and believe that the light at the end of the tunnel is there. It's there. So don't give up, small business owners. Keep forging forward. Remember your why, okay, and stay true to it. Make sure you are taking care of yourselves and reaching out to your loved ones. Okay. So thank you so much again for joining us. And today we are talking about the other side of COVID-19, post COVID-19. That's what we're talking about. And so I know it's been very difficult for everyone. I know it's been difficult for every one of us. Our hearts go out to everyone who has lost someone due to this terrible pandemic. I want you to lift your hands up and say a prayer for each and every one of us that has been impacted. We've all been impacted. Every one of us has been impacted. Even if we haven't lost someone, you know of someone that's lost someone. If you have not, being who we are, the human beings that we are, just remember to say a prayer for those that have lost loved ones due to this terrible pandemic, and not only for them, but for our cities, for our states, for our governors, for our nation, and yes, for our world as a whole. So just remember every night to say a little something, a little prayer for each and every one of us that has gone, that is currently experiencing this, because it's no small matter. And like I said, it's impacting each and every one of us. Okay. So remember to add our world and our countries and our governors and our families and our colleagues to your prayers at night. Okay. So we're talking today about weathering this, repositioning your company. We're talking about weathering this pandemic, right? It's been difficult, but as small business owners, being a small business owner is not for the faint at heart. we all know that. It is not for the faint of heart. You know that, and I know that. Folks, give me a call at 563-999-3057. That's 563-999-3057. If you have some questions or if you want to say something, give me a call. We are here for the next hour. We are here every 12:30 to 1:30. We got some great things coming up. Been working very hard, as I know you are. I know we're all working very hard, and that's one of the things that I want to talk to you about today, is for the importance of staying focused and staying on track as best as possible. Of course, no one. No day goes completely as planned, but make sure that you are doing things that are going to keep you positive through this time. It's hard, but reaching out to others during this time, checking on them, seeing how they're doing, is very important, because there are a lot of people that are living alone. I have quite a few friends who live alone. And so, during this time, we can't even visit our family. So keep that in mind. All right. You can reach out to me anytime. Anybody can give me a call. Y'all have my number, 844-425-5447. So reach out to me. You can get me on Facebook at, Offer HR and Business Solutions. And we have our group. The group is Small Business Success HR Hub. Sorry, drew a blank right there for a moment. Got a bunch of things going at one time, so forgive me for that. It is Small Business HR or Success HR Hub, and that's our Facebook group. It is a closed group. But you can also get on our page, which is Offer HR and Business Solutions. The group is for small business owners. We love, love, love our small business owners. So if you're a small business owner and you are looking for HR resources, you're looking for things to keep you going, things to revamp your company, you want to focus on your culture, your happy culture, or make it happy, all of those things are discussed in our group. Okay, and we're here to build you up and keep you moving forward. So feel free to join us in our group. I'm in there every day. I'm now doing coffee with Offer HR at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every morning, Monday through Friday. You can catch me in there every, maybe Saturdays and Sundays sometimes, but don't bank on that one, because I usually try to get the things done on the weekend and I don't have time during the week. But Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. That's when we have coffee. So get your coffee cups and meet us there at 9 a.m. So you can ask questions, okay? I know you have questions. And if I don't have the answers, guess what? I'll get the answers for you or you up to someone. How about that? How easy is that? I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you get through this. Because guess what? Getting you through this is helping me get through this. How amazing is that? Okay, how amazing is that? We are going to get through this, Okay, believe me when I tell you that. So we're talking today. I'm not going to get up here on my soapbox today, folks. I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it. Folks been trying to pull me up. They're just dragging me up there to get me up there on my soapbox, okay? I'm not going up there. I'm going to try not to anyway. So let's talk about some things that we can be doing. I'm going to share some things that we got going on. We got a couple webinars coming up this week and or next week and week after next. And the following week, we got a Zoom that I'm planning, brainstorming with small business owners. That's coming up. That's in the planning. So I'll let you know a little bit more about that. Got a couple guests that are coming up. We have Manish Boxy, who's going to be on next week. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guy. He has some great things going on. He is focusing on, one of his focuses, his many focuses, is helping small business owners to get exposure. And so that's one of the many things that he does. But he's a great guy. I recently connected with him, and just a wonderful guy, great sense of humor, and I just love really working with him. So he's going to be on the show next week. We have a webinar coming up next week on small businesses with a Legal Shield expert, Cheryl Cobbins. That's going to be next week. That is circulating. And then we have a Legal Shield expert, Michael Hancock, who's going to be on the following week on the radio show. And we also have a great webinar. So we got some things going, folks. I'm getting them, picking them up and putting them down finally. Keeping busy is something that is helping me to stay focused. And I want to help you stay focused. Okay? I want to help you. So I'm working on resources, getting them out as quickly as I can, me and my team. And so we're really working on getting that done. So let's go ahead and let's jump into this so I can tell you some things that you can be doing to reposition your business so that you're on the, when you get on the other side, and trust me when I tell you, you're going to get on the other side. We're going to get on the other side. Trust me when I tell you that. So what can you be doing? And the simple things that I'm doing, I spend a lot of time now encouraging people, talking to people, small business owners, trying to find out what is going on with your business and how you can reposition yourself. Now, you know, my expertise is in HR, right? Okay. So I can really focus on HR, the area of HR, but it's not just HR that you can be repositioning yourself. Nope, it's not just HR. Okay, I can speak to HR. I can speak to business as well, to a certain extent, but my expertise is in HR, okay? So one of the things that I want you to absolutely do, if you have not had the chance to, is make sure, and you should have done this by now anyway, because, mostly everybody is working, is telecommuting now. Working from home, okay? So you should already have a online collaboration tool where you are reaching out to your employees, where you can contact them daily. And you can also make sure add your clients so that you can talk with your clients when you through the online collaboration tools, okay? So there's so many out here. Excuse me. There's so many out here. Me, myself, I use Bitrix 24, which I absolutely love. Slack is one of them. Asana DePulse, DAPULSE, Red Booth, Trello is one of the ones I love. Trello is one that you can not only use for just collaborating or just for communicating, but you can also use it for projects. You can get your team on there. You can work on top projects and things of that nature. We're going to talk about that in a minute as well. And so that's just a couple of them. And also, don't forget the wonderful, the amazing Zoom. Okay, Zoom is my buddy. I love Zoom. Okay, so Zoom and WebEx is another one. I'm not that familiar with WebEx, but I do have quite a few colleagues that are using the WebEx and the GoToMeeting. Those are ones that you can do the video calls with. Whereas the Slack and Asana and Bitrix24 and Trello, and there's a host of other ones. Those are ones that you can actually work on. You can actually trade documents. You can review that documents. You can do video calls in there, and you can do project management. Trello, I live by, okay? Trello is like my holy grail, I think. Yes, it is. If it's not, it's very close. Trello and Google. Yes, just old-fashioned Google is one of my favorites. Google I use for monitoring my time. I have a document that's going around on my social media with like 13 different time management tools, and Google is my absolute favorite. So I think Trello is my first holy grail, and I think Google is my second one. So that's where I plan my days and how long I'm working on different things and things of that nature. And I love Google. For those that do not want to get too technical, Google is the place to be. Okay, your Google Calendar, that's the place to be. You can put your task on there. You can do your reminders. You can do your meetings. You can upload documents that you can keep in your Google Drive. And Google is just committed to small business. And a lot of small business, but a lot of large business companies use it as well. Okay, so that's one of mine. Let me get back off of that. It doesn't take a minute for me to get detoured, as you can tell. Okay, so that's the first one, is make sure everyone is on some type of collaboration tool. And there, a lot of them are free now, if not nominal prices. So check them out, okay? I'm also, again, the time management tool is circulating. So I'm going to get that back out again. I sent it out a couple of weeks ago. But it's some great online, these are free time management tools that you can use, okay? We need time management. I need time management, okay? So, and make sure you stay connected to your teams. That's very important. That's the reason for me saying the collaboration tool. Make sure you're staying connected to your teams and even some of your clients, if you have that relationship. Let me tell you something, folks. Reach out to people. See how they're doing. I'm not saying you're reaching out to necessarily sell, although, after last couple of days, people are selling and buying, okay? So please understand that. People are selling and buying still. There are a lot of industries that have been hit hard, but not all of the industries, and a lot of them just have slowed. In any event, the reason for the collaboration is so that you can reach out to people. You want to know that people are okay during this time. We don't want people to be sitting in with their heads buried in their hands, stressed out, upset, because everyone's situation is different. You know, a lot of people they're having trouble with their businesses, their families. A lot of people are living by themselves. And so, again, we can't even get out and see our families. So stay connected to your people. stay connected to your teams. Okay. The second one is organize your business. How easy is that? That's not easy. But anyway, organize your business. Organize your paperwork or organize your billing. I was talking to a guy yesterday, and he was like, oh, my goodness, my billing has just been something different. This is the time to get it organized, okay? Get those old bills, get them separated. Please tell me you have a billing system that you're using. Okay, don't tell me. Okay, yeah, you can tell me. That you have a billing system that you're using. And if you don't, get one. Billing systems with invoices and tracking your billing are not that expensive. QuickBooks is a great one. QuickBooks is a great one. It's not that expensive at all. And once you get it, everything set up, you'll wonder how you made it this far without it. Organize and clean up your client files. Okay. Make sure you have a great CRM system. Okay. If you want, reach out to me. There are a ton of CRM client relationship portals that are for small business. And when I say a ton, I use Bitrix 24. That is also a collaboration tool. And we're able to actually, we can keep our HR documents. When we onboard people, we're actually able to, I have it linked up with our HRM system, although they have a HRM system included in the package there, where you can keep your client files there, your employees. It has a CRM system for your employees, and it also has one for your clients, so you can keep up when schedule calls to your clients, schedule meetings through there. It's phenomenal. Okay, so there are a lot of them out there. Bitrix 24 is the one that I use. Zendex is another one. Zoho. I don't use the Zoho CRM system, although I have been looking into it lately because that's who my social media is through. Capsule CRM is a great one as well. And even Microsoft Dynamics, Microsoft has a CRM system. Not familiar with how well it works, but that's another system. So make sure you have a CRM system, okay? There are some that are free, some of them that are, you know, not that expensive. But make sure you have one. HubSpot is a good one. But there are tons of them. Okay, so make sure you have a great system. And guess what? This is the time to set it up, right? You can also come up with, this is the time you can work with your teams. This is the third thing you can do, is work with your teams to put programs in place so that when you are up and running, you know, some small businesses are still running and running virtually, but this is the time, employee engagement programs, performance management programs, volunteering programs, because once we get through this, you're going to be ready. You're going to have to be ready to get up and get going. You don't want to have to do all of these things when we've had all of this time and you're sitting there worrying about things that you don't have control over at the moment, okay? This is something you have time, you have control over. Repositioning your company. Okay, that's something you have time to do. All right, so take advantage of that time. You can put together, you can work on different, you know, systems that you may have in place. You may think you want to change them up, or, you know, just different things that may have not been the most effective procedures or the or practices that have been in your company that you've said to yourself, my goodness, I wish there was a better way that I could do this. I wish there was a better billing system. This CRM system I have in place is it's okay, but it's got a lot of functionality that we don't really need. Let me see if I can find something that's more applicable to our business needs. So that is one, two, yep. The third one, again, is searching for better systems and processes for your company. So we can be talking about billing systems, CRM systems, your customer service systems, or your customer service practices. You know, have you had complaints from your customers? Address those. Is your response time slower? These are things that you can really make. This is the time to get a handle on it. Okay. So look at those things. That's three things so far. Make sure you have a collaboration platform so that you can reach out to your employees on a daily basis, at least Monday through Friday. You know, even if it's for 20 minutes or so, you guys can have lunch together from home. Everyone sits and have lunch on Friday or whatever is applicable for you to make sure that you are maintaining that community, keeping the lines of communication open for and keeping that the virtual contact moving, keep it going so that you are you're keeping in touch contact with your teams, making sure everybody is okay. We don't want anybody to be by themselves. Okay? Nobody. Okay? So reach out to people and see how they're doing. Okay? That's very important. Very important. So you know who I am, right? April Halliburton from Offer HR and Business Solutions. I thank you for joining us for today on the air with Offer HR Biz. We are have been in business a little over 10 years. We manage and consult with businesses to 49 employees throughout the country. We offer a full service HR operations. We do hiring and recruiting. We develop the policies and procedures for your company. We do the whole nine yards, okay? And I absolutely love what I do, okay? And if you haven't had a chance, don't forget to follow us on social media. Facebook, Offer HR and Business Solutions. Instagram, Offer HR. Twitter, Offer HR. Facebook, Offer HR and Business Solutions. Okay. If you are a small business owner, don't hesitate to sign up for our newsletter and join our Facebook group, which is geared toward small businesses. So we help small businesses throughout the country to be the best. Our mantra is, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room, okay? So let's see what else we got going on here. So we got some great things that are going on. Don't forget, on Tuesdays is our Facebook Lives at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We talk about a HR issue, answer HR questions. Every month we focus on an HR question or HR topic, and we inform people all month on that topic, and we encourage you to reach out to us and let us know how we can help you. This month's topic is HR Strong. Two words, HR Strong. That's all. That's it. That's our topic. And so I want you to know that HR is strong. We're strong. And so we're here to help you, okay? Thursday to 1:30, we are having guests that are coming on the show. I'm excited about that. As I said, we have Manish Boxy, who really works to help small businesses gain exposure. So he's going to be on our show on there next week. And we have a free webinar that's coming up Wednesday with a Legal Shield expert, Cheryl Cobbins. She's going to be, we have a webinar next month, and that's at 11 a.m. So that is circulating as well. We also have the following week, a Legal Shield expert, Mikkel Hancock. He's going to be doing a webinar with us also, and he'll also be joining us on our show. Okay. What else do we have coming up? Oh, I know what else do we have. I'm working on getting together. This is one of the things that I've talked about, that I've been talking about, repositioning your company. Is next week I'm going to put together a Zoom for small business owners. Two things to join us. Two. It's going to be on Zoom. Just two things. I don't know if you have these two things. You should have these two things. A pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. Can you handle that? If you can handle that, you can come. What we're going to do is brainstorm as small business owners things you can be doing to get your company on the other side. Okay? Things that are going to reposition your company. All right? So we're going to talk about, I'll get that out today. I want you to join. I want my small business owners to join strong. So that you can sit down, turn the TV off, go in the room, go in the basement, go to the kitchen table, wherever you can, and take that time to focus on one thing, repositioning your business. That's it. That's all. Can you handle that? If you can handle that, I want to see you. So I'll get that information out to you. I'm focused. I'm very, very persistent, and I want you all to know that we're going to get on the other side of this, okay? And when you get on the other side, where's your business going to be? I've talked to so many small business owners that have said, you know, I've had to back up, I've had to sit down, I have to do this, I had to do that. But once I sat down and started thinking about my business in depth, the ideas started flowing. Okay, the things started happening. I've heard that a lot. And that's what I want you to take away from this show. Focus on your why. Focus on why you started your business. Okay, and get back to it. All right, so we're going to do that next week. And I'll get that information out to you guys. Okay. Okay, so let's get back to it. Let's get back. Okay, so we did the platform. We did the organizer business. Searching for better systems. We did talk about that one as well. New systems in your business that are going to make your business operate more effective, more efficiently. That's going to get your product out to your client, your service, a better service to your client. Those are systems, things that you can be doing while you're down. You can sit down at the computer and you can get these things done. Okay. The number four, reach out to current and former clients. Not necessarily to sell, okay, but to see how they're doing. That will strengthen your relationship with your former and current clients. Just reach out to them. Hey, how's it going? I just want to check on you and your family and see how things are going. Is there anything that I can offer to you, any resources? You know, if you know of a customer or a client that is looking for help regarding the EDIL, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, or the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, you can direct them over to the SCORE website, score.org. We have experts there that are willing and waiting to help, Okay. So that's the next thing, is reach out to your clients, your former clients and your current clients. Reach out to them and say, hey, reach out to old friends and say, hey, okay, we have the time now. So that's the fourth thing. And then the last thing is, and this is only five, okay, this is only five. I was on a call earlier with Score, open mic with Score, who is on every Tuesday and Thursday. It's a Zoom call for small business owners. And you can ask questions. But I was so happy to see so many people that when they said, what are you doing to stay in contract in front of your clients during this time, the ideas that people were just putting out there and were just getting done and staying in front of their you know, in front of their clients and helping their clients and colleagues. So that's when I say you brainstorm and you think about it and you can come up with all kinds of ideas, and then not only come up with those ideas, but then you can put processes in place to get those things done. Okay. How's that sound? Sounds good. So that's five things that you can do. You can also collaborate with other business owners during this time. Get together and brainstorm. You know, people always think about their competitors as, you know, oh, this person is my competitor. I can't do this or I can't do that. But regardless of what people say, I am a firm believer that there is enough money out here for all of us. And working together and helping others is the best way to get ahead. What you put out, you get back. Okay? So that's very important. What you put out, you get back. Very important. And during this time, you never know who you can help. You never know who you can offer a client kind word to. You never know. You just don't know. So if you have something on your mind to do, a call to make, make it. Do it. Make it happen. This is the time to do it. Okay? So that's number four. Number five is you can search the internet for potential new clients. Yep. You may have been thinking of a new product you want to offer, or a new service you want to offer, or a new market you want to go into, another city you may want to go to, another zip code you may go to. This is the time you can work on your marketing strategies. You can put together specials for when we open up, right, post COVID-19. You can put together specials. You can put together campaigns. You can work with your teams to get that done. Okay, it's very important. You can reach out to them now just to say, hey, you know, I'm so and so. We offer this, and I got your number off the internet, and I just wanted to reach out to you and say, hey, how things going? You know, and just to hold a conversation with them, and then post after when we get up running again. Guess what? They're going to think of you. Right? They're going to think of you, that you're going to be on their mind because you took the time to call and check on them. Okay, so that's another thing that you can do is, like I said, you can think of specials you can offer, new products you may can offer, new services you can offer. These are things you can work with your teams, and you can do it virtually. I just think working virtually can be so much fun. Maybe it's me. Very well, just be me. But I just think it's absolutely wonderful. Okay? This is a difficult time for all of us. And we have to, I heard today a few times, look at the glass as being half full instead of half empty. This is the time, folks. This is your time to reposition your company. Okay? This is the time to put you over. You have to understand that. Okay? So keep those things in mind. I have a webinar coming up talking more on this subject tomorrow. Tomorrow? Yep, tomorrow. Sure do. I forgot all about that. But yeah, tomorrow. And then the blog is out. I'm updating it. So this information is on there. The different things that you can be doing. And we're going to talk about the brainstorming session. We're going to do that next week. And I want you to join us and let us know what your thoughts are. Where do you see your business when this is over? Don't concentrate on where your business is now. See your business when this is over. Okay, that's what's important now. Okay, your families, your health is the most important. So please stay in. Okay, unless you can help it. I know there are people that are still out and about that are essential. But stay in and take the time you need to reposition your baby. Okay. You break out that Trello. Oh my goodness, the Trello software. Man, let me tell you, it is, it's awesome. They have boards on there. They have project management boards where you can put together campaigns and things that are going to reposition your company. I can't put it any more simple than that. Sit down and think of remember your why. Remember your why and get busy. Okay? It'll help me. It certainly helps me to pass the time. It helps me when I think, you know, sometimes we can sit and think we get a little overwhelmed thinking about things. I was on a call earlier today. And with SCORE, because as many of you know, I volunteer with SCORE as a mentor, small business mentor. I also am a workshop facilitator for SCORE and a consultant with SCORE. And so one young man was in there, was almost to tears. And my heart was just went out to him. But the one thing that stayed on my mind is, the young man talked more about staying home, how big the COVID-19 pandemic is, how it's affecting us, how it's taking lives, how it's affecting our economy, how people are not taking it serious. All of these things were correct. He was not right. He was completely right. He wasn't wrong. Okay? Understand that. He was right. Keep in mind, folks, that sometimes we have to shut the TV off, put on cartoons, I don't know, something. Turn the news off. Because it's easy to become overwhelmed. It's easy to be so consumed with this pandemic that you do not see anything positive coming out of this. It's easy to do. But we're not going to do that. Everything the young man said was absolutely correct. He didn't say one wrong word. And the young man was almost in tears. However, keep it in mind, let's keep things in perspective. okay? This too shall pass. So we have to find things to focus on so we're not so consumed with this pandemic. Okay? We have to. We have to do things and see things. We have to focus on that light at the end of this tunnel. Don't focus on the darkness around the light. Just put your eyes on the light. It's little. It's real little because it's kind of far off, I think. It's little, though. But if you close your eyes, you can see that light. Don't focus on the darkness around that light. Focus on the light. Focus on that light at the end of the tunnel. And when we get to that light, where's your business going to be? Where are you going to be? Okay? We don't want you having nervous breakdowns. We don't want you in tears. We don't want it, and it's hard. So please, by no means, think that I'm making anything easy. I'm not downplaying it at all. But I want you to stay focused, and let's move through this. Okay? I really need you to stay focused and let's move through this. Like my mom used to say, put one foot in front of the other. She used to have to tell me that all the time. Because we can put one foot down and put the other foot next to it and stay there. That's not what we want. We want to keep moving, okay? We want to keep moving, right? Okay. So, reach out to me. I want to see you at 9 o'clock in the morning in our small business group. Come have coffee with us, small business owners. Come on, come on, come on. We're going to talk about business stuff, okay? We'll talk about resources, but we're not going to focus on the dark. We're going to focus on the light. I can't focus on the dark. I can only focus on the light, folks, okay? So, join us in the morning with coffee. At coffee. That is in our Facebook group, Small Business Success HR Hub. Also, tomorrow's Freedom Friday. We need your HR questions. I want your HR question. Send me an HR question. If we choose your question, you get a free gift. How about that? And you get your question answered. I'll answer it live for you. Okay? I'm going to drop that. That is circulating on the social media as well for your Facebook, for the Freedom Friday HR question. What else? Oh, before I forget, I've had the pleasure of working with the Happy Neighborhood Project. I know you guys have heard me talk about it before. Edwin Atterbury, fantastic guy, fantastic, okay? He started the Happy Neighborhood Project some years ago. I want to say 2008, but don't quote me on that. And it is for small businesses, okay? And it's throughout the country. And it's really simple. Small businesses that are part of the Happy Neighborhood Project commit to two things: happy customers and happy employees. It can't get any better than that, correct? So here's the thing. You can virtually network with Happy Neighborhood Project with small businesses all over the country. In fact, the Happy Neighborhood Project is global. It's not even just national. It's global. Okay? You can virtually network with people, with companies in Atlanta, in Minneapolis, in Miami, in Georgia, in California, in Chicago. But here's the even better part. It's tomorrow, and this has been on my social media, but tomorrow is the opportunity to network with the greater Detroit area. How cool is that? You can meet other business owners, small business owners in the greater Detroit area. We get together, we laugh, we talk, you exchange information, you see all of these happy faces. It is fantastic. So tomorrow is the greater Detroit area, okay? And it's at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I'm going to get that. I've been had the link on my social media, but it's the to sign up for it is on my Facebook page. It is on my social media. I'm going to circulate it a few more times, but I want you can't lose. You absolutely cannot lose. You can't lose. This is your opportunity to network with other small businesses in the greater Detroit area. Now, tomorrow is for the greater Detroit area, but you can also network with small businesses in Chicago, in Miami and California, all over the nation. And it's so much fun. it's fun. We have a great time. Okay. So I want you to reach out to me if you have any questions. Go to my Facebook page. It's on there. I'm going to make sure that I've, so you can sign right up. It's tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're excited about it. I love it. I am actually the first company to join the Happy Neighborhood Project in the greater Detroit area. I want you to join too. But come on in here and meet some people. Do some virtual networking. You'll love it. You will love it. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, okay. So I'm going to share that link too. Whew, I have said so much. I'm trying to think. I think I've said everything that I can think about. If I missed something, it'll be on my page. Okay, got so many things going on. So I'm keeping busy because guess what? When I get on the other side, when All for HR and Business Solutions get on the other side of COVID-19, yes, post-COVID-19, we're going to be ready. We're going to be better than ever. Because during this time, my mission is to help you. When you put out, you put out, you get back what you put out. There we go. You get out, you get back what you put out. Okay, I said it a second time. So I want to help you get through this, okay? I want to help you get through this. Okay, so we're going to lock arms and go on through COVID-19 pandemic, okay? As small business owners, we're going to lock arms and go on through COVID-19 pandemic. How does that sound? Does that sound good to you? It sounds good to me, okay? Absolutely. I'm going to say it one more time. We're going to lock arms as small business owners. We're going to put arm in arm. As far as the eye can see, we're going to lock arms and we're going to go on through COVID-19. Okay? You ready? You ready? All right. Let's go. Listen, thank you so much for joining us here at On the Air with All for HR Biz. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. Don't forget to send me your HR question, your Freedom Friday HR question, so we can answer it in the morning live. Don't forget to join us on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Facebook Live. Wednesday is our Winning Wednesday blogs. Thursday is our Talk About It on the Air with Talk About It Thursday on the Air with All for HR Biz. Okay. So I have enjoyed all of you. Love you all joining. I did not get any calls, so I'm going to be back next week at 563-999-3057. So you guys are calling, ask questions and talk to us about, what your business is doing. Okay. Be on the lookout for that. The post COVID-19 brainstorming session. Be on the lookout. I'm going to get that out today. I got a million things on my to-do list, and I aim to get them all done today. Well, most of them. Maybe not all of them. Okay, so listen. Thank you for joining us on All for HR Biz. Don't forget, on the air with All for HR Biz. Get it together. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at All for HR. Twitter, All for HR. We are also on Tumblr, All for HR, and we are at Facebook at All for HR and Business Solutions. Also on LinkedIn, All for HR and Business Solutions. I think that was all of them. So it was fun. Thank you for inviting me in to your offices and to your homes. It was a pleasure as always. I want you all to stay safe. And remember that we are locking arms. We're small business owners. We're going to lock arms. And we're going to go through COVID-19 because we're small business owner. We're mighty. We are the backbone of this country, okay? We're the backbone. And we did not become the backbone of this country easily, and definitely not by quitting, okay? So remember your why. I want to see you for coffee tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yep, I want to see you. Come in and have with your coffee, and let's sit and talk and see what's on your mind with your business and how we can help you. Okay. Don't forget, I'd like to see you on our Facebook Live Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay. And on the air with All for HR Biz on Thursdays at 12:30 to 1:30. Okay. So, folks, listen, I want you to stay safe. Be kind to one another. Look out for each other. Forging forward. I commend my governor on what she is doing. And I am behind her 250%. Okay? Because her task is not easy. See, y'all trying to get me back up on my soapbox. I can feel it. Folks, thank you so much for joining us on the air with All for HR Biz. Look forward to seeing you next week. Stay safe. Be kind to one another. Look out for each other. And keep going. Okay? Keep going. I love you, love you, love you with the love of God. And I will see you guys next week. Don't forget, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Until next time, bye-bye for now.